Welcome to Skintimate Combos.
I'm Bianca, nurse practitioner at SKN Aesthetics here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And I'm Haley, licensed esthetician also at SKN Aesthetics in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Girl, where am I?
Where are we? I don't know.
Welcome back.
Hi. Yay. This is what, episode 8?
Is it episode 8? Yes. Ocho.
Oh.
Oh. Nope. Have you ever watched Dodgeball? Because that's what I got it from.
The Ocho.
I don't know.
I'm about to have to count all in Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Because it's Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Cuatro, cinco, seis, diecho, ocho.
No. Ocho. No.
I don't speak Spanish.
That was pretty good. I'm actually... Español. You've been doing so good.
You're teaching me. Bianca speaks Spanish, you guys. Did you know that?
I am bilingual.
Whenever Spanish I heard her my first language, speak Spanish, I was like,
no, shocked. She was like, ew, that is weird. I was like, that is not weird. It's beautiful. And you're like, no, it's weird.
But it's so badass. You can talk to anybody now. It's great.
As long as they speak Spanish. No, yes. My Spanish over the years, like, if you don't use it, you lose it. Which is kind of crazy.
But I feel like you use it often.
I have been lately.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you're in the area, you want some Botox fillers, anything skincare, I speak Spanish.
Yay.
So, yay.
Well, we have such a great
topic today.
Yeah.
We are very transparent. Anybody who knows us. Mm-hmm.
We're very open books all the time, literally about anything, everything with our lives.
Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of questions about what surgeries we've done.
Let's talk body image. Yay.
So I guess we'll start with me since I have, my list is a little
longer. Well, and you started when I was 12.
Haley was 12 when I got my first boob job.
So let's start there.
Why did I do it?
How old were you?
I was 22. That's why Haley was 12. Yes.
Yes.
So, no, it's so weird.
I know. It's so weird. I
love
it.
You were going through puberty, like growing boobs, and I'm getting boobs.
When you're getting fake boobs.
No, so I remember I was so excited. Like, I went to the doctor's office, which I was just like, this is it. Like, cause I watched all those plastic surgeries.
Your
this
love
is where,
knit tuck.
Like, this is where I was like, oh no, if I ever open a spa, it's going to look like the ones I think mm-hmm. of on TV. Because mm-hmm. locally, like, I was just like, why is there sponge paint on the wall? Like, I'm not even going to go into it. Hobby Lobby threw up. Like,
yep, all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. whatever. Hey, anyways, so got off on my tangent. But anyway, I went in there and I was just... I always struggled with that. It was an insecurity of mine since I was in middle school,
that you had
high school.
Smaller
I had no
breast.
Boobs, mm-hmm. no cleavage, no nothing. And then I had kids and I was like, woo, woo, this is what boobs are like. And then boom, they're gone. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what the F? Like,
where'd
that
they go?
Is not okay. So then I went into the doctor's office and I was like, I want porn star tits. I was so excited. And he was like, you get this size. And I was just like,
why?
Because I want bigger. He's like, honey, your body can't hold that. And mm-hmm. I was just like, all right, whatever. So I did what I could, which I was very happy with because I was excited.
How big did you go your first round?
400 cc's.
Okay.
Which for me, for having skin
nothing.
And nips, like I had nothing. Like I was something. For me, yeah. It was like a full C.
Okay.
But my actual like... bra size like 34D, which for me that was just like mm-hmm. hell yeah.
Oh, I have something.
Oh my god, from an A to yeah. a D.
Yeah, like, hell yeah, you yes. did get some porn star tits.
That was not porn star for me though, but it's fine.
Yes.
So that was boob job number one. So when was my
that was 22.
I was 22, and then at 25, I developed a yep. fibroadenoma. Remember, oh, I couldn't think
yes.
of the word
okay.
this morning.
Wow.
A fibroadenoma. So I had a lump in my breast, and it was scary because I was like, oh, my gosh. And they're like, you can get it totally. Biopsied, but it's going to stay with you forever, and it's going to fluctuate. So I was like, I was working for the plastic surgeon that had done my initial mm-hmm. boob job. And I was like, can we just remove this and throw in some bigger implants? And he was just like, I mean, I guess. Because that was the only thing that was going to motivate me to go under.
Yeah, right? That totally gets yeah. new ones.
I got free, mm-hmm. a free boob job.
Fuck yeah.
So the second time I got 600 cc's.
finally got her porn star tits.
I finally got my porn star tits. Yep. Still, they're still not that big.
Yes, they are. They are up there. They are totally, like, you see the implant.
I don't know. I think it depends on what I wear, because sometimes I'm like, sometimes I see Haley's and I'm just like, bitch,
mine are fucking ginormous.
No, but they're there.
We'll get there in a second.
Yeah.
No, okay. Yours are so good. Yours are perky and round, and you see the implant.
Well, yeah. And I loved that. Mm-hmm. For me, like I said, I went from nothing to something. I was excited. But recovery-wise for both was fucking easy. Yeah. Like a breeze. Everybody was like, oh, you're not going to be able to lift your arms. I was like,
yeah.
Like, I could do anything. And that was the first time. It wasn't bad. It was sore, and they were, like, up to my clavicle. Like, they were very tubular. Mm-hmm. That's why when you got yours done, you're like, did they look weird? I was like, bitch, you don't even look
mine
like
you had anything. Mine never even got up there.
No, mine were, like, they were up here. They looked like little tennis balls. It was horrible. But then they, like, relax, and they, I want to say, like, after settled. 6 weeks, I was like, all oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was ready to take them on a cruise, you know? So I loved them. I
totally
them.
Know.
And then the second time, it was even easier because the pocket was already made because mm-hmm. it was under the muscle. Under the muscle gives you that natural appearance. However, if you're working out, they're like, eep. So you yes. can really tell because your muscle's still moving, which is awesome because then I was able to still breastfeed with implants, which was great. Milk production wasn't the greatest, but I was still able to. And then the second one was after I had Kaden.
Mm.
So I was like 25, 26. I'm pretty sure I was – because I had him at 25. I don't know. I was circa 25, 26 years old. That one was easy peasy. I walked up out of there. I think I was like on the clock. It was at the end of the day. And both of those were under conscious sedation, which it's – you're not fully under. You're still responsive. And your recovery is so much easier.
Yeah, you don't have to recover from the actual anesthesia too. That's a whole recovery, I feel like, in itself.
No, and conscious sedation because I worked there. It's so great.
Highly recommend.
Well, yeah, and I worked there, so I knew – so you go to sleep, and then if they talk to you, you're like, oh, no. Some people will talk. Apparently, on one of my surgeries, I joked the whole time because I am that bitch.
Uh-huh.
And they're probably like, give her more. Shut her up. But, no, that was that one. And then what was next?
Your
my mini tuck. So after kids, I had skin. I went to go see doctors, and they were like, you don't even have that much. Like, get a laser, get old therapy. And I'm like, okay, to take that chance of it not working, just cut this shit off.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people aren't candidates for mini tucks because I worked in plastic surgery. So the fact that I knew I was. And the doctor was even like, you're not a candidate. And I was like, oh, the fuck I'm not. Yeah. Like, I have abs. Well, it's and my muscles were so tight. It was just that skin that I'd have to tuck in when I'd sit. It was horrible. But I'm like, you don't even know.
No.
It was awful. But I didn't want to throw away money on something that could help. But I knew I just wanted the
just
surgical.
Just a little something.
That surgery was actually harder. But okay. I went in there and told the doctor. I was like, no, I'm a candidate. I know I am. Uh-huh. And he's like, you're like the 10%. And I was just like, I told you. So then I did the surgery. And it was actually pretty hard. You don't realize like how much you use your core until you can't use your core.
Right. I bet.
I did it, like, always on a Thursday, try to go back to work on Tuesday.
That's our MO for everything.
That's what we do. So I remember getting out of the car, like I just had to roll around. It was awful. That one was a hard surgery. Recovery was, like I said, it was a little intense. You don't realize
how much
and
you
then
need it.
The swelling. You just look like you have a little beer belly.
Little fupa.
It's gross.
Swollen
and
inflamed.
Yeah, it was weird.
That is weird.
And that scar took the longest to, like, soften. I mean, obviously, when I met you, I was like, you could still feel it. Now
yeah,
it's, like,
I don't
flat.
I feel like we notice it or even see it at all.
So that was great. Highly recommend. Tummy tucks are just game changers. Like,
yeah.
Because now I can wear a bikini, and I'm like.
And you're good.
I'm
and you're,
fine.
I think the scar is even, like,
it's
lower.
Low.
Yeah, you don't see it at all.
And if you see it, people are like, oh, did you have a C-section? I'm like, yeah, sure. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm like I said, I'm pretty honest. Like, I did that. So that was at 28 years old. And then
next one, 32.
32.
So that's when we actually met. She was 32. I was 22.
And I.
So.
Go ahead.
Okay. So your next one, we kind of did together.
We did.
22.
But different.
Yes.
It's the same, but different.
Yeah. So, okay, I guess we'll just talk about the cheeks because I was going to say my boobs first.
We got our cheeks done. I got my lower cheeks, our upper cheeks. You know, it was a total thing. But I had it scheduled and Haley was like, well, I'm going to go with you.
Thankfully, in San Diego.
She took care of me in San Diego. I was not a candidate for a BBL because I didn't have a lot of fat. I've always been really lean. I was a CrossFit girly for years, but I always had like love handles. I just didn't have the curves that I wanted. And my butt could get big, but I had to be a thicker chick. So I could never have abs and ass. And I wanted
both. You want both.
I wanted both. So I was like, this is what I have to do. But every doctor was like, you need more fat. There's just no way. I'm nothing. Not wasting my time on you. Well, I found a doctor in San Diego, Skin and Skinnier, which he's not a plastic surgeon. He was an ER doctor. He's actually from New Mexico, which is pretty wild. But he was great. And what was nice about that whole procedure was it was such a small amount of fat transferred. So it was lipo with a fat transfer. That one was a hard surgery, not so much pain-wise because I was awake the whole time. It was a wake lipo, which they say is safer because especially with the fat transfer, the number one cosmetic surgery that has killed a lot of people is the BBL. And it's from the fat being transferred into the muscle, which gets into the artery, and then you have a fat embolism in the lungs. And
that sounds horrible.
Oh, it was so scary. So I was really – I felt better just knowing I was awake. I couldn't feel anything. I mean, you feel initially where he was, like, numbing the areas where he poked. But once that lidocaine tumescent is in your body, which is the saline with the lidocaine –
And yeah, I'm sure you didn't feel anything. You're sending us videos the whole time.
I was sending videos on with like my Snapchat filter.
I still have them to this day. They're so great. Like, I just love it.
Yeah, every time our anniversary comes up, she sends them to me.
Yep.
So I had that down. The recovery was rough because you cannot sit on your new cheeks because by pushing that pressure, you can't allow that fat to like get the circulation in that area.
Yeah.
It was just rough. Like, it was funny. Ass. Like, it was dumpy. Like, at the time, I was like, oh, my God, is it big enough? Now I look at pictures and I'm like, oh, my gosh. You guys, that was a Kardashian ass.
It was very interesting. It was cool to take care of you and, like, see the aftermath of that, honestly.
It was kind of messy, though.
It was extremely messy.
Oh, yeah. You're like, it's like a crime scene in the hotel. Like,
it was very bloody.
Oh, there was blood everywhere. Yeah. I had to be on dog pee pads.
And, like, diapers.
Or checks, what you want to call them if you're familiar with the hospital. Diapers. You guys had to help me shower. Yep. It was. You
tried to pee.
Oh,
couldn't.
And then I had to fly back home.
Oh, yes. That was very uncomfortable.
That was so uncomfortable. That was probably the worst part.
Yeah.
But you don't sit. So I literally would sit on a pillow that was under my thighs because your butt is like hovering. And then otherwise you don't sit. So I'd be standing a lot. I was on my belly a lot. You cannot sleep on your back. And I'm a back sleeper. That was awful because I literally couldn't sleep for the first couple weeks.
I bet that's so uncomfortable.
Oh, I got a pregnancy pillow. Like, no, I had it all. It work.
Yeah, you went all out. You got all the right pillows, all the right like little chairs that you were just chilling on everywhere. Like, you did so good.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was not bad.
I went to restaurants.
Yeah, with her pillow.
And my pedicures. Like, people would look at me like, you know, they're talking
shit. She's
just
all carrying her pillow.
I didn't care. I was like, this is my butt pillow.
I love it.
I'm not going to mess up my surgery just because y'all are judging me. Like, no, I was there for it, and I was very much committed. So that one was pretty rough because 8 weeks of not sitting on your butt or sleeping on your back was really rough. But now I can sleep on my belly, which is kind of cool. I never did it before because of my boob jobs. So that was that one. And then what was next? What's my next one?
Well, wait. Okay, so
Then that's when you got yours.
Yeah, so let's go back. So we met when I was 22. She was 32. So 22 December, I got my first boob job as well. That was so easy. Like, nonchalant at all. Same conscious sedation. I was Chatty Cathy during my surgery. I was just talking away.
Can I just say that if you're a fun drunk, you're gonna do really well? Because even when I worked there, girls that were crying, I'd be like, why are you crying? Are you feeling the pain? They're like, no, I'm just scared. And I'm like, girl, it's almost over. Like, why are you crying?
Yeah.
But they're just I'm like, you're an emotional drunk.
Oh, yeah. No, I was like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, talking to their ears off. Yeah, it was so easy. Recovery, so easy, too. Like, everyone's like, oh, you won't be able to, like, wipe your butt, like, when you go to the bathroom. I'm like, it was totally fine. Like, No problem. Mm-mm. I got mine done on a Wednesday. I could have easily went back to work on Tuesday, but it just worked out. We were at Christmas break and we were off.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. So easy. I got ginormous tits, 485 cc.
Which is, it sounds like, okay, I have 600. Yeah. And hers are like the biggest size of my head. But this bitch, like,
I know.
Number one, she didn't even need a boob job. She I definitely had naturally
decent boobs before, for sure.
They were nice.
But I wanted porn star tits too. I wanted mine to look like up here, like huge. And like, I got that, but damn, they're just, and in the beginning after the surgery, like for the first, like, what, 6 months, maybe a year, should I have gone bigger? I want to go bigger.
It's a thing. It's called the boobie greed. Ugh. I was part of a forum. Because I was obsessed.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Oh, yeah, because back then when I was 22, girl, we didn't have like Instagram, Facebook, all this stuff. I was part of a boob job forum. So we'd go in and chat about like what we're wanting and what we're expecting.
That's so funny.
And we would chat about it. So I kind of knew what to expect, but there was a thing called boobie greed. So once you get them, you think you need more. Mm-hmm. It's like lip dysmorphia. Yeah. Like everybody who gets lips is like, I need more.
Yeah.
Or something. So, you know, it's a thing.
I feel like I needed more tits. Yeah. Thank God I never did.
Definitely did not.
No, they're ginormous. They're so big. And I have loved them for so long, for sure.
Because how long, how many years is that now? 6 years?
No.
Since you bought them?
2020, December.
5 years.
Five? Four? I don't know. I'm so bad at math. 4 or 5 years.
Is it 2020?
Yeah.
It wasn't 2019?
Mm-mm.
That was before.
Because I bought my house in 2020.
The apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You were already in your house.
I was already in my house.
So that's 5 years.
Okay.
Because it's 2025.
Oh, yeah. Then 5 years. December will be 5 years.
Yeah, December will be five mm-hmm. years. So you're like 23.
23 then.
I think you started at our previous 22. Job at 22, yep. And then it was like a year later. Okay.
Yep. Yep. We suck at timelines.
Yeah. We're
just, and then all of our years, like we just do so much, they all just
jumble
together. So, got my boobs. Love them. Cool. Then fast forward to March when she got her cheeks done. I was like, I want something. Like, I want to go do something. So we just kind of looked up something. I had really chubby cheeks down in here. And I really always wanted my cheeks, like, snatched. So I'm pretty positive you're the one that looked it up. And she was
we were trying to lift her lower cheeks forever.
With all kinds of filler. And it was just.
And it would. But not enough.
Not
like,
the contour.
She always had the fullness. Mm-hmm. And that's why even my clients that come in, they're like, can you make this go away? Like, no, unfortunately.
No.
Like, she had to have surgery.
Yeah, buckle fat surgery for sure. It was
the best. It was a buckle fat excision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So easy. It is my favorite, the best type of surgery that I've done for myself. Went to San Diego Face. Extremely easy as well. I was totally awake during the whole treatment and it wasn't, like, painful, but towards the end, definitely got uncomfortable because they were, like, holding my mouth open so long with those, like, tool things. I don't know.
It was, like, metal clamps that, like, held her mouth
open. Oh, that was so uncomfy.
They took out huge.
Huge. They were, like, golf ball size of fat pads. It was actually so cool to see. I have it all on my Instagram, at Haley S. Tancare. And my TikTok, actually. I actually get a lot of messages to this day. I just got one yesterday that she saw me on TikTok and was asking about like my recovery and my results and what I thought. I know.
That was like forever ago.
I know. So highly recommend. Love that. So easy. I was out drinking the next day because I went first the first day and then Bianca got her surgery the next day. I was just out around San Diego.
Yeah, she just laughed like, like she couldn't move
I know,
her
I couldn't
mouth.
Move.
That was pretty much it though. It was pretty easy, huh?
It was. Otherwise, and I don't feel like I was super swollen. I feel like I honestly looked the same when I did back then. I was a little heavier, so I just looked my normal size.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that's what they say. They say, like, because they take it out and then the swelling, it just looks like you normally do.
Yeah.
It looks like nothing happened.
Yeah. I didn't have to have a head wrap or anything, though. Like, I've seen some girls need head wraps for that surgery. I'm like, I don't know why, because that was the easiest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And to be put under, I couldn't imagine because it was so easy
you were
without
awake.
It.
They just local.
Yeah. So that was good. And then, so that was 2021 in March, we got that. And then 2021 in October, we got our nose jobs.
So I was going through it that year and I was just like getting closer to 35. And I don't know why 35 was so much scarier than getting closer to 40.
She was having like a midlife crisis.
I did.
At 35.
I had a midlife crisis. So that's why I got my BBL. I was like, oh my God, I'm only going to wear a bikini for like 5 more years. Like, I don't know why I thought it was the end at 40.
Yeah, you did.
But in my mind, it was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have to do all these things now. So I can enjoy it before I turn 40. I don't know. It was like all this pressure, but
for I'm what? Like,
yeah. I know. I feel
we're still gonna be doing our same shit when you're 40, I'm 30, and you're still 50, and I'm 40. That sounds scary.
That's awful. Emma, could you not like say those
words?
No
way. I'm not ready for that yet.
I'm all whoa. Just like jumped up like 10 years. So that was
35 or 2021.
Oh, the nose jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so talk about the worst surgery I've ever had in my life. That was the first time I was ever put under in general anesthesia, which is the best nap of your life. You just wake up and you're like, where am I? Who am I? But the pain.
Yeah. Ooh. So we went to the same doctor. We actually got them done on the exact same day. I went first because I'm diabetic. I can't not like fast that long. So I went first. I was definitely freaking out. It was my first time too going under anesthesia. I was pretty nervous, but they like calmed me down really well. And then I was like being wheeled out and he was like, who's your favorite singer? Justin Bieber. And I was like, no, Olivia Rodrigo.
And then I was asleep.
And then I woke up and Bianca was already being reeled in. And yeah, I'm pretty sure my sister picked me up, took me home, went to my house, and then Bianca came.
I got dropped off.
Derek dropped her off at my house. I dropped
off a couple hours later. We wanted to recover together, and Derek cannot handle me in pain. He doesn't even like seeing me sick. Like, he doesn't like to see me out of whack in any way.
No, he cannot handle.
He cannot handle it. And he was just like, yeah, no. And yeah. I didn't want my kids to see me with plastic surgery. And, like, it was, like, a whole thing. So I just stayed at Haley's for, like, 5 days.
We literally lived on my couch, and we just slept the whole time.
We watched The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yes, but didn't sleep either because oh my god, it was just fucking horrible. Like you can't breathe, your mouth is dry, you're dry all from the patch that they give you for the anesthesia, the
scopolamine patch.
There you go, all the medical terms.
No, it dries you out, and that's like the whole point of it.
And then it was just horrible.
And what sucks is swollen. We weren't mentally prepared for that because the doctor was like, You've had all these surgeries. It's easier than a boob job. And we're all, our boob job is the easiest surgery we've had.
Yeah. So we thought we were going to be fine.
Fuck no. It was miserable. Worst pain ever.
Thank God. God we had each other together in this and that healing time, because I feel like when I was on my high, she was on her low. So I would take care of her. And then when I was down bad, she was like feeling fine. So she took care of me. Like, we definitely got a good system going and had all of our meds on the table. My sister
helped.
So you can
do it with a friend, do it with a friend.
Yeah, highly recommend. We wore ice packs for our eyes the whole time because it like hurts your head. Like,
it's a lot of pressure.
And then
we had some severe swelling. Yes. Like, it doesn't happen initially. And that's what I've even noticed with even our lasers, our Morpheus and all the stuff, is day 2-3 is the worst.
And that's when
day.
It was. Yeah. We took photos and
we look like Dr. Seuss characters.
Yeah, not those pictures, but yes. But the pictures that we have together for our nose jobs are like just my favorite of us because it's just so cool.
So real. So real and raw. Mm-hmm.
And we're all in our like sweat outfits, just dying on the couch. We would laugh.
And we'd sleep. And then we had to sleep with our mouths open. But that's the one thing that I think was the hardest, is sleeping with your mouth open. Because my tongue was like a dry sponge for 2 weeks straight.
It was awful. It was the worst. And then it was about a solid week, I would say. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And then
2 weeks of not breathing.
If not longer.
You can't breathe out of your nose.
Yeah. But the first week,
I remember messaging
awful.
Friends of mine that have had nose jobs. When can I breathe again? Like, this is awful. Like, it was horrendous.
It was so bad.
And I had my frenulum.
Oh, yeah.
A frenectomy. Frenectomy. Mine came down really low because I had a gap.
There's like a muscle in your teeth right there.
So he clipped it because when I would talk, it would pull my nose down, which is why I had a little hook nose. Hopefully we can post some before and afters. Our team will give those to them so that way they can like show
see
you guys.
Them. And then I ended up having a bone spur on my right side, the side of a eraser head. Don't really know what that means, but
I don't know.
Yeah, he shaved that down, so he definitely like took care of us. It was pretty good.
And then we had to do revisions a year later.
Yes. So we really wanted we really wanted the swoop. We wanted like, I wanted to look like a fairy. We're probably gonna go to Turkey anyway one day, but
yeah, for sure.
He did it really good. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it was good. It was just so straight. But it was so high.
Haley's, it was, she had higher projection.
Yeah.
You'll see her and be like, bitch, you're crazy. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not what she wanted. Mm-hmm. And then with mine, I was just like, you gave me a J-Lo nose and I wanted a white girl nose.
Yeah.
Like, it sucked.
And then you had something on the side where he had to shave.
No, or was just one side when he, because I had that bump, that Latina bump, and he didn't get it all, which he had told me. He's like, mm-hmm. sometimes we just can't because there's just too much going on. So once it healed, I still had a little bit of a bump more on my left than my right.
Gotcha,
so like I could take pictures in certain angles and I was like, oh yeah, I like this angle. Mm-hmm. But then if you saw the other one, it was like,
yeah,
I didn't like it. And so he went in with mine in office, which mm-hmm. was so scary, but it
and just
was
shaved
easy.
It down. It was so easy.
He just made a little incision in the inside and scraped it with like a large nail file.
It's actually really cool to see.
Yeah, she was there. She saw the whole thing.
And then for my revision, I actually had to go back under. Mm-hmm. So that recovery, so
much
easy, like totally night
and day
difference.
What made it so difficult was he was an ENT. So he actually improved our breathing mm-hmm. for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So he shaved down our turbinates mm-hmm. and that's why we were in so much pain. I think if we had just had a cosmetic, it would have been fine.
But it was
awful.
But he
did some more extra stuff. And my recovery was not like quick. Haley in no time was perfect. And I was, how
you had
fucked
swelling.
Up to have a friend that looks perfect and I look like Michael Jackson. I hated it. My nostrils were Khloe Kardashian mm-hmm. mixed with Michael Jackson. It was just like, it was so mentally hard. And still to this day, it's not what I wanted. But I'm glad it happened to me versus Haley. Like, because I feel like mentally I can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel it. Like, mm-hmm. I have a little bit of more of an indent. If you guys saw my first episode of this, and you could really see it. Because I filled it since. But, yeah, certain shadows you can really see. This side is, it almost like collapsed a little. So I have to go in with filler and fill it. So,
over the years, it definitely has, like, softened or gotten better.
Yeah, because I keep sticking filler
in it. But then, like,
it.
Remember your nostril was, like,
was
kind
collapsed.
Of turned. Yeah, and I don't feel like it's like that anymore.
Or you're just used to my fucked up nose. Just
I mean,
kidding. I don't know.
It's not fucked
but
up.
But I do want to go to Turkey and get the nose I actually want.
Yeah.
And why Turkey? Because they do the best nose jobs.
And they do, like, little pixie and Barbie noses.
Yeah,
like,
and I heard the recoveries are really easy. And it's way cheaper.
I know. I've had a couple friends go, and their noses look so
they
good.
They look so good.
So good.
Well, so, Turkey, here we come.
Yeah. Watch out.
I know.
So, that's what we've done. And
what do you want next?
Like, well,
because once you've done one surgery, it's too easy that you're like addicted
going.
And you wanted to keep modifying.
So I actually have really bad body dysmorphia and boob dysmorphia, and I just fucking hate them and they're fat tits.
I don't
now.
Think you have dysmorphia. I just feel like you gain weight in all the places we all wish we did. Let's just take a moment and hate you for
a second
because it's not fair. So
I gain
Haley
weight in
gains
my tits.
Weight and her hormonal changes happen in her boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she will gain weight and have big, huge boobs.
They're ginormous.
And right now with hormonal things, I don't feel like you've gained weight.
No,
I feel like it's hormonal
it's
shifts.
Hormones for sure this past year.
And
kind
her
of,
boobs have just gotten bigger.
They're spilling. I couldn't even tell you what size they are right now. I don't even feel implant in them. I just feel tissue.
Boob tissue.
Uh-huh. So I actually have it scheduled. I'm going September 10th.
She's going to have it.
I'm getting them.
She's downsizing.
I'm downsizing. I am over
this
my
girl
watermelons.
Has a waist this big, though, so she's going to topple over.
Yeah. My back hurts so bad. I have had some back issues the past year.
Yeah, it's gotten worse. Progressively worse. I feel like the past 2 years.
2 years I've
it's
been complaining.
Since we've been working out a lot.
But past year, it's awful. It's very
progressed.
It's very uncomfortable. Some days it's worse than others. I feel hard. It's like hard to do my job sometimes. So I'm going to be downsizing. And I think at first he said 400 cc. I don't know. I want to see what his thoughts are, like 375 cc. I know it's like not that big of a difference, but I think I'm just so over the big ones.
Sure.
I want some smaller. But he's going to do a mesh net inside, like an internal bra.
So just to clarify, Haley did not get the high look that she
wanted.
There
you go, yes.
The way her pockets sit,
mm-hmm.
and the only reason I know this is because I worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
So when he explained it, I was like, I got you.
Yeah,
so
I take her now. She knows everything.
Most people, like me, I had to have a band over my boobs so that they could settle. With Haley, hers settled, so she had to wear underwire bra, which is
literally
non-existent
for
most
people.
The
day after the surgery.
Because he was like, your fold is not folding right. So hers just kind of settled, where mine were just like up here. So that was the difference. Mm-hmm. So with her, she doesn't feel like they're high. Like she wants the mm-hmm. fake look and they're a very natural look, which most people are probably like, bitch, you're crazy.
I know.
But it's okay. That's what she wants. And so it's almost like an internal bra mm-hmm. with higher sitting, firmer implants.
Yeah, it's like a newer implant.
It's not more Madobby. Textured. No, I forgot what he said.
I don't know.
They're textured, mm-hmm. so they like hold
a little bit
better.
More solid.
More like a gummy bear, mm-hmm. if you must.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that they have just now the good high profile, that they just look like high implants, and then the mesh net
holds it up like an internal bra.
Yes. I was very mentally prepared to do a lift and have that whole scar and everything.
The lollipop scar.
Came to terms with it. Like, that's cool. If I need to have it, whatever. I guess I don't need a lift, though.
He says everything is looking good. He was like, your nipples are where they should be. Because apparently when you need a lift, they're pointing down.
Don't need that. So that's cool. So, I'm like really looking forward to that, actually. That will be coming up in September. Hopefully easy recovery. Just switch it out. I'm really not concerned or worried, actually.
It's probably even easier. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Your back's going to
I'm so excited for my back to feel hopefully better. I think something is pinching a nerve.
Probably.
It's pretty bad. So that's what I've got in the works. What about you? What do you want? What's next?
What is next?
I know.
Facelift in my 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And then when she does that, I'm going to need that too, because let's face it, I'm a white girl. I'm doing everything in my power to age well, but I'm probably going to need a facelift.
She's going to want one just because mm-hmm. I'm doing it. She's like, I have FOMO.
I know, literally. I don't know. I feel like lasering your whole body, that's going to be fun.
I've done, now that we have like all the tools at SKN, like mm-hmm. I feel like that's really going to decrease the need for a lot of things.
I don't know what else.
I'm actually at a point where I'm happy. Ew, what's wrong with me? I never thought I would be. No, I'm just kidding. I've done it all.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really need
I do for sure revision mm-hmm. nose job at some point, just because there's just little things that I don't like, but I don't mind it. Like, I'm so much happier, and I'm very pleased with where I'm at versus where I used to be. The facelift is probably, like, next on my agenda.
Yeah. That's great.
I should probably get my implants changed out at some point because it's been like 13 years. But they say 10 years. But to be real, like when I worked in the OR, like there was implants that were 30 plus years and they were fine. They were just like brown. Like they were not clear.
I mean, in the
future.
But
it was just back in the day. Yeah. So I don't know. I think they do things better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really felt like I need to do anything. There's not anything on my to-do list mm-hmm. other than Turkey, which will be cool.
Yeah. That'll be so fun. That'll be a good girls trip.
Oh, or veneers would be fun.
Oh, we want veneers so bad.
Then I'm scared that they'll pop off and I'll have a little snaggle.
And then to pay all the money for one tooth. I'm sure that's going to happen at some point.
So that's our surgeries. It's funny too, because when I met Haley, I was like, are you going to go to the gym? Are you going to work out? And she's like, no, I'm just going to get surgeries.
So
and
when
she wanted mm-hmm, a BBL when mm-hmm. I got mine.
And when we met, I was heavier for sure.
Let's talk about that, because you were a lot heavier than you are now.
I was, yes.
How much have you lost since then? What were you when I met you? Because you were up there.
I was.
And I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
She carries it very well. She mm-hmm. gains weight in her legs, her butt, and her boobs. Ooh. Like, for you.
And I'm really tall.
Very tall, so you hold it very well. I never mm-hmm. felt she was huge at all. And then when she lost the weight, I was just like, dang, girl, you mm-hmm. look good. Like,
yeah.
But I never felt like Haley needs to lose weight. Like,
so in a total, my body too has fluctuated so much over the years. Like in the very beginning when I lost all that weight, I lost 45 pounds by myself, naturally, with
that's
the gym.
Amazing.
And diet and exercise. Mm-hmm.
And that's when I met her.
Yeah. And when we met, I was like, I'll just get surgery. Like, I'm not working out. No, Bianca, I shouldn't say forced.
Oh, I kind of did. I still kind of do.
She kind of does. She gets mad if I don't. She forced me. She pushed me. She motivated me. We went to the gym. She's my trainer. She, like, helped me for sure lose so much weight. And then I made the total life change. I stopped eating out completely.
Can I just say that when I met her, she would eat out almost every day.
Mm-hmm. I would not cook.
Fast food.
Yeah.
Fast food. And she'd be like, I'm like, what are you making for dinner? She's like, oh, no, I'm eating, like, Bob's Burgers. Like, She did not eat good at all.
At all. And I'm diabetic. So that, like, what the fuck?
But that lifestyle change alone did so much for you.
Yeah. So I completely changed my lifestyle. 100%.
I wonder where your sugar levels were back then. Your glucose is probably horrible.
Probably. I don't remember. So completely changed my lifestyle. Cut out all fast food. That's when I started cooking. And I just switched to low carb. I just made a whole 360
keto has been
and
good for you.
Keto is, I love keto. I definitely do a lot. I love keto though more because I don't have to do my fast acting insulin if I'm
as
just
or,
as frequently.
Or at all, right?
I try. Sometimes. Hopefully, I mean, for the most part, I don't really use it too much.
That's really good.
Yeah. So it's helped. So I personally prefer low carb keto. And that's how I lost all my weight, went consistent to the gym. It took a little bit, like, A good year.
Which is realistic. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you lose weight too fast, you gain it back really fast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't have any rebounds or anything like that. Like, I just maintained it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. And then throughout the years, like...
Can I ask you, like, what you started at? Like, your weight?
Oh, my weight? I was one... Like, the number?
Yeah. Is that...
No, I don't care.
Because you don't have to
I'm
say
like,
it.
Let's do it. I'm an open book. I was 180, 185-ish.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
185 for 5'10", that's... Mm-hmm.
And then there. When I feel like I looked my best, I got down to 143, 145. Over one point the past couple 5 years, I got down really bad to like 135.
For her height, it was just.
But that was.
Because even 185, she carried so well. Like, so, yeah. But that was.
That was bad,
people
though. That was
depression.
People were
asking me, like, is she okay?
Do you have cancer? No.
No, people really were concerned.
I got it all the time. That was really bad,
though.
Well, it
was almost like Twilight or Bella's.
And it happened very fast.
I know, but you didn't mean to.
No, I totally didn't mean to for that to happen at all. And so then once that was the lowest I've gotten. And then now I'm maintaining. I'm like 150, 155-ish. I love that weight for myself.
Oh, you look so good. You look better than ever.
Mm-hmm. Like a good fluctuation and just good curves for myself right now. Yeah. So now I've kept it all, like maintained it, just total lifestyle change. Like you can do it. You can make that lifestyle change.
No, for sure. Because a lot of people do use the GLPs, which is awesome. Like I think it's a great alternative for people who need it. But some people abuse
if you need it,
unfortunately.
If you really need it, yes.
Which sucks. But I mean, it's a great option. So yeah. That's awesome. I have always been very lean.
Yeah.
But I've always been addicted to the gym. Mm-hmm. And then there's been, I mean, clearly you guys know this past year, I was like, last year I had a really hard time losing the weight. But that was hormonal. I feel like I had gotten off my birth control pill. And I swear I was like, okay, well, this is it. I've hit that age where I've plateaued. But then this year I got back on my birth control pill and boom, I'm back. I'm back, baby.
Yeah. And I feel like that's what's happening with me is my hormones are happening. I'm just
hormones,
aging too.
Hormones make it hard to get to those points.
Yeah. Because that's like where I'm at right now. Like I feel good about my body, but I am having a little harder time. Like we've been really hitting it hard and dieting right now too because we're going to EDC next week. Yay. But... Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm just like, nothing will shed down even more. So that's kind of frustrating, but I think it's just hormones. But yeah, you kind of had a hard time last year.
Oh, I did everything I did this year.
Yeah.
And I did not lose any weight. In fact, I just look puffy.
But this year, like, you're thriving.
Oh, this year is my year.
Uh-huh.
Like, I finally lost all the weight. Yeah.
And it's okay because last year, too, was like,
I was trying to, I was running a business. That's probably where I honestly couldn't lose the weight, too, is the cortisol levels are probably through the roof.
Yeah.
Because I was so stressed. It was my first year in business. We didn't go to the gym.
We had such a hard time going to the gym last year, for sure.
We had no work-life balance.
We made it a priority this year to change our schedules and
be better
about
our health.
About ourselves, for sure. So that's been good.
Because since, when did I start? Like October, I was like 157 for 5'4". I didn't know I was until I saw pictures of me and I could just really see it in my face. And now I'm, like, down to 144, 143, which is, for my height, ideal. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be 120. It's not realistic for me. I like having curves.
Yeah.
So, and I like having muscle weighs.
You've always been heavy with your, like,
very muscular.
That you love your muscle.
I love having muscle tone.
Yeah. Like,
I don't want to be skinny fat. I want to be skinny lean.
Yeah. I love muscle tone now too. Remember like in the beginning I was like, I fucking hate muscles. Like, ew.
I don't want to look like that.
No, now I'm like, I want to be toned. I love it when we're just like nice and toned and you just see all the definition.
Yeah, it's the best. And it's good and it's healthy. Mm-hmm. And it makes everything else better.
It does. And it just makes you feel good just in general. You and then energy. Just to go like work out and everything, it feels good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. What do you do though, eating wise?
I used to do keto, which helped me drop the weight. But because I work out, I need, and I do a lot of heavy lifting, I need carbs. Mm-hmm. But it's really finding that balance of carbs. So I do carb cycling. So on the days that I work out, like if I do legs and butt, I will eat higher carbs, lower fats. And then on the days that I don't work out, I do low carb, higher fats. And high protein always. That's what works for me.
You count your macros. You log it all in your Fitness Pal.
I weigh everything. I scan everything. Haley's really just like, does. Oh, my God, bitch. And I'm just like, hold on. I got to measure it. Uh-huh. I have a scale in my lunch bag.
Got to measure it.
I'll measure it.
Shout out Carrie Heimel.
And her measuring skills.
Measure. I need to get my pink measure tape.
Oh, I love her.
That's funny. But, yeah, no, she always does that to me. I'm just like, yeah, I'm just going to eat it. Oh, my keto.
This feels right. And it works for us.
Yeah, it does work. And then I don't know about right now, but yes, we're different, but we're like pretty much the same body size. Like we wear the same clothes.
Same size.
Same everything.
We just look different, but we're the same everything. Even when we were heavier, we're both heavier together.
Yeah, it's so nice. We always fluctuate together.
I know, thank God, because we always joke. We're like, we can't be so different.
No.
Then we'll
be so
mentally
off. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
We just know each other.
It's been good. But it's hard too nowadays because like I really have done this all naturally and people are always like, what are you on?
Mm-hmm. Are you
what
on
are you
this
taking?
Semaglutide?
Well, no, nope. I really actually did it on my own. Like no shame to those people that use the GLPs. I was very tempted to get on one. I was like this close. But then I did it. And I was
she
just,
did it
and
by
now
herself.
I'm really proud because
I should be.
Because really
it's hard work.
Like it's hard. Mm-hmm.
And it's consistency. It is hard work. But once you like get there, like it's such a great accomplishment that you can do it on your own. Mm-hmm. That you did that shit.
But do I knock it? No, because I would do it if I had to.
And I'll know.
Haley's just a little bit more reluctant about it just because she's diabetic and she's like, this is a diabetic medication. So her view is a little bit different, but that's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
But no, that was pretty much our body image stuff.
Yes.
Stuff that another thing that we didn't talk about with surgeries is would we leave the country? Would we leave the state? Would we do it in state? We're in New Mexico. I feel like I'd probably leave the state for face stuff. But I just don't know a lot of people.
Facelift
and if there
for
is
sure.
good surgeons out there, please let me know because my clients ask me all the time like who to go to. I used to be more familiar with the facial plastic surgeons that were local, but they've since retired.
Kind of retiring.
So
out.
I would probably leave the state. Boob jobs, you guys can go anywhere in New Mexico. Yeah. Everybody does boobs.
They're just boobs.
Boobs and tummies all over. Lipo, I don't know if I would get that locally just because I went out of state for that. But it's also like I don't feel like the hardest. It's just you don't want them to take too much because then you will have that like wavy weird look. It's like that fine.
Oh, I did forget. I might be getting that actually.
Oh, she might get that actually. Uh-huh. But just for where she injects her insulin, because there's a little reluctant pads right there that she hates, which are not bad at
They're
all.
They're not bad. It's just me.
But something you got to be cautious for, because you don't want to end up lumpy and end up with a bigger problem.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So we'll see. But yeah.
But otherwise.
That's our body image talk.
Body image talk.
Well, cool. Anything else?
That's pretty much it.
I know. If you guys ever have questions, though, about anything, like we said, we're literally open books. To ask us anything. Let us know, too, what you guys want us to talk about.
Yeah, if there's something you want to know about us, we'll say it.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah,
there's
not
no shame in our game. Anyway, this has been Skintimate Combos.
See you later, bitches.
See you later, bitches.
Bye.
Bye.